Out of Bounds. Triple M.
We've spoken football a fair bit today.
We have.
So let's change track.
Move on.
Yeah, let's move on. We're going to talk basketball because a big next couple of weeks coming up for the Princesink Southwest Slammers, for the women's team in particular. They are still a chance to make the finals. They've got a game this Sunday against the Stirling Senators and then their final game next week. And I thought...
Not their final game.
Well, the next week's their final game, but it won't be their final game because they make the finals.
That's it.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. We've got to keep a positive vibe here, mate.
That's right. Who have we got?
Oh, mate, we've got a superstar.
Superstar.
In Charlotte Van Cleef. How are you, Charlotte?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Going very well. Thanks for having a chat to us. One of the two imports for our women's team this year, coming from the Netherlands. I assume this time of the year in the Netherlands, it's a little warmer than here in the Southwest. Have you acclimatized, obviously, over the last few months to living here in the Southwest?
Really good, actually. In the beginning, it was really warm here, and it came straight from the snow.
Mm.
But now it's the other way around. It's really cold here, and in the middle of the summer back at home. But yeah, it's great here. I actually didn't have a lot of trouble climatizing.
Well, thankfully, we didn't bring snow because we didn't really like the snow here in the Southwest.
True.
But in terms of, you know, I mentioned before that you, Craney mentioned before, you are a superstar. Your three-on-three basketball, which is obviously slightly different to what the Slammers play, but you are one of the top players in the world. How long have you been playing three-on-three basketball compared to the normal five-on basketball?
Actually, I started playing three-on-three in 2014, so that's a few years after I started playing five-on-five.
Right.
So not that long, actually, but it's not very popular for that long, too, so...
No, well, that's the thing. I mean, it's now going to be an Olympic sport in 2020.
Yeah.
So I know you'd like to be able to play for the national team, whether it be five on five or three on three. Do you have a preference either way? Because you could very well be an Olympian in 2 years' time.
Yeah, that's a really hard question. I think if I want to make the Olympics, I have to go for three on three because as a country, we have a lot of a bigger chance to make the Olympics with three on three. But, of course, 5-on-5 is just a really nice game, too. So it's really hard to choose. But if I want to make the Olympics, I think I should go for 3-on-3.
Okay.
So how much did you know about Bunbury in the Southwest before you got recruited? And how does the recruiting process work?
I didn't know anything about it, to be
honest. That's a good start.
That's all right. Not many people do, so that's fine.
But I have an agent, and I told my agent I would love to go to Australia. I wanted to travel here for school, but that was really hard because I couldn't just leave my basketball team in the Netherlands for an internship here or something. So then when I finished my school, I asked my agent if she could look for a job in Australia, and then I got this offer from Bunbury, and I started looking into it, and it looked really cute and really cool, actually. So...
So you're enjoying the Southwest?
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Great. We'll keep you.
Now, you come from a very strong sporting family, I believe.
I do, yeah, that's true.
What do they all do?
My little brother is 16 and he's really good at judo. I don't really know how to say that. And my younger brother, but older than the other one, is 19. And he is really good at short track, at speed skating on ice.
Now the Dutch with speed skating. Now come on,
I mean
that's like an obsession in the Netherlands, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. So he'd almost be like everyone would be holding up into high esteem, would they not? They think he's the golden child.
Yeah.
And the rest of the family, like the mum and dad, like I'm assuming they must have been sporting then in that case.
Yeah, my parents are really good basketball players, actually, so I'm the only one that really did what they were good at.
Now, before we move back on to moving to the Southwest and the Slammers, Dan rates himself very highly on the dance floor.
Oh, God, is that
and
right?
Someone told me you done a bit of dance before you played basketball.
Yeah, of course.
are we talking competitive dancing? Is that what we're talking about?
I think it's our coach. He just makes us dance all the time.
Watch out for those nightclubs, I tell you. They'll find a way to get your feet moving, obviously.
Now, you are a professional in what you do. What's your routine building up to a game?
yeah, obviously I make sure I've had enough sleep, and before the game I eat a lot of food, obviously.
The right
and
stuff?
Then, yeah, mostly carbs, like pasta or something, and actually that's it. I don't really have a lot of game rituals I do. I just chill and then... Yeah,
I have been told you're not the best early riser. You're sort of the person that would, you know, if it's 8:30 in the morning, you're like, no, give me more sleep, please.
Oh, yeah. I think that's because my rhythm here is not very good because we don't always have early mornings here.
Right.
Sometimes I can sleep until, like, really late or early afternoon. So I think it's something about rhythm that's not very good.
So what's your major asset on the basketball court? What's your best moves?
I think it's definitely offense. I think that I can shoot, and also when people know I can shoot, I can fake and drive. So I think that's definitely, I think it's mostly scoring, yeah.
And it's crunch time for the girls.
Yes.
What's the mood like moving into these last two games?
We have a lot of faith. Of course, we have to win both games, but I think the entire team and coaching staff thinks we can do it. So we have to just focus on trainings and play hard on training so we're ready for the games. And
now, I was just going to say, we talked about before how, you know, 3-on-3 is probably where you've started from and where you'd like to go. How the difference between playing 3-on-3 basketball, which for most people that don't know, uses littler than half the court, compared to 5-on-5. Obviously, a lot more gut running, a lot more pace in the game, and obviously having to run just in general. Is that sort of something that you tried to work on before you came here to the Southwest?
Yeah, it is. You work a lot on 1-on-1 and... a lot of like moves, and obviously you have a lot of you have more space when you're only with six people on the court. Yeah. So it's just training a lot of 1-on-1 moves and stuff, and that's what I worked on, and I think that's what I'm using here now too.
Well, I have to be totally honest. I didn't know a lot about the 3-on-3 basketball. Is it big around the world, or is it just building? Is it a building sort of sport?
Yeah, it's a building sort of sport. It's getting bigger and bigger. And especially now it's going to be Olympic. All countries are sending their best players to European championships and world championships and all those kinds of things. So it's getting a lot bigger every year.
For you, that must have been a thrill hearing that all of a sudden 3-on-3 basketball is going to be at the Olympics, because, as I said, you have a great reputation inside the 3-on-3 basketball world, and you're probably thinking to yourself, all of a sudden you've got a pathway to the Olympics that you probably didn't think a few years ago was going to be there.
No, absolutely not. So it's really exciting, and we already knew it was a chance because I was in the Youth Olympic Games in 2014 playing 3-on-3, and Thomas Bach, the president of the Olympic Committee, he was there, and he was actually judging our final against USA. He was there to judge if it would be good to have on the real Olympics. So we already knew there was a final with a lot of pressure that we played. So,
well, it's got the entertainment value. It's got exactly what the Olympics are after.
Yeah,
sort of
good
trying to,
watch.
It is very good to watch, and it's got that entertainment factor, and that's what the Olympics are looking for in going down the track.
Exactly.
No, I think it's a great move to bring 3-on-3 basketball. You know, as far as I know, it's going to be like a 2-3-day tournament. Is that right?
It's actually pretty long. Yeah,
okay.
You can play more than one game a day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it depends how many teams are in there. But I think you can max play two games a day. But
yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so maybe Dan and myself and maybe Alan from Breakfast could take you guys on a 3-on-3 game. No, we won't do that.
So the question is, who's the shooter? Because it's definitely not me. I'm no good at shooting at all. I know that much. I might be able to defend on the odd occasion, Al, but I mean, you...
Well, I ain't planning on running too much, so I'll just stand under the basket.
So 3-on-3 is perfect for you.
Yeah,
that
that'll work.
Hey, so Charlotte, getting back to the serious stuff, providing we make finals, and I'm hoping that to be the case, how long do you stick around in the Southwest? Do you get a bit of time to just go touring, or do you got to head back early?
I'm thinking about going back early because I have a new season that starts in September. So I'll probably need to go right after the season finishes, but I hope that's not going to be in 2 weeks, obviously.
So is that a 3-on-3 you're going back to, or just the proper basketball?
Not just 5-on-5 competition.
Yeah. And what league's that in?
In Belgium.
Oh, well, you do a bit of touring.
Yeah. Got the old frequent flyers out, the passports out, you're getting a few stamps.
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with that if you've got the chance to go and play basketball. And I think that's the great thing that you've got the ability to do, to go and play basketball, go and travel around the world and just experience different cultures, different countries. But to actually be able to do something that you love, that would be, you know, like here in radio, we love what we do. I don't know about Craney, but, you know.
Oh, I just rock in here every now and then, Charlotte, and just.
Exactly. But for you to be able to do exactly what you love to do and have a bit of fun doing it and traveling while you're doing it, it must be something that you really love.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. It's great.
Well, we're glad that you're doing it here in the Southwest, and you know that we're going to have a special place in your heart when you do make the Olympics. And, of course, we'll have to be cheering you on at the Olympics in 2020, because we know that you're going to make it.
It's really far away, but who knows?
You'll be fine. Hey, Charlotte, we wish you the best of luck. Like I said, the last 2 weeks of the SBL season, huge, huge opportunity for you guys to hit the court and get some wins and hopefully make the finals. Wish you the best of luck this weekend. A Sunday game up against the Stirling Senators, 12 p.m. tip-off for the women. Should make mention for the men's team, they play on Saturday against the Geraldton Buccaneers, and it'll be Clive Whedon's 150th game as well, which is fantastic for Clive. We love that man to bits.
Just on another note, did Kate Fielding play her 250th game last week? Am I right in saying that?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, she played a 250th game for the Slammers.
Yeah, that's worth making. Which that's huge.
Absolutely incredible. And a friend of the show, Kate Fielding, who's an absolute superstar. Charlotte, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it, and best of luck for this weekend.
Thank you so much.
The local word on sport. Out of bounds. Triple M.